Artus, this is London Calling, and welcome to the Sounds of London. A battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the ring of the truncheon thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river. Tonight I'd like to welcome back Doug Riley, who's going to take us through some of his favourite music. Hi Doug.
Hi, it's good to be back, as some of the famous acts have said in the past.
I think you're going to concentrate on the concerts tonight. I've seen a magnificent list of your of all the concerts you've seen, so you're going to share some of those with us tonight.
Yeah, I've been well on A to Z, or today maybe 12, 13 acts, but it's a very eclectic mix. We'll talk about that as we go on. But it's a genuine A to Z from Alison Krauss to ZZ Top with a bit of luck.
Where would you like to start then?
We'll start with Alison Krauss, and in this case Robert Plant as well. Made a terrific CD, Raising Sand, not too long ago, and we went to see them in Brussels, of all places. Absolutely magnificent.
That guitar riff, don't you? Robert Plant there with Alison Krauss from 2007.
Yeah, what was so surprising about that was the musicianship of the whole concert. It wasn't just those two. But I've never been a great fan of Alison Krauss, Union Station, never a great fan of Led Zepp. But put the two together, quite magnificent.
Yes, they seem to be. They seem to do well as collaborators as well, don't they? In collaborations, great. Rather.
Yeah. And then we follow that. For every great concert that you go to, you get a dud. And I'm afraid to say, for all those people who love Brian Ferry, it was a complete dud in Carcassonne last year. And he redefined Louch, and we're just
Louch
was
or
not,
slouch.
Yeah, not good at all. And he just didn't do any encores, didn't do anything, just went. A great voice, but you need to do more than that if you're putting a show on.
Oh.
But here's Brian Ferry.
Some music with the 1975 hit Love is the Drug. Great song.
Yep, great song.
And there's a clip at the beginning. I'm not sure we'll play it all, but it's from the, apparently it's the bit where they're walking up to a car and he closes the car door, and it's from the film Duel. Do you remember seeing the film
Duel? Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not quite sure what the connection is.
Indeed.
But so where would you like to go next?
Next is a group that isn't particularly well known, a group called Celtus, and they're obviously Irish. And we actually saw them supporting Jimmy Nail at the Palladium. And we watched them, we just thought they had something, and we were quite surprised that they never went on and became, you know, a relatively household name, but they didn't, so... But it's it was good music, easy listening some ways, but quite intricate.
Where did you see them?
The London Palladium.
Oh, very, very posh.
Oh, we get about.
Yeah. From Carcassonne to the London Palladium, eh? Yeah.
Anyway, it's called Every Step of the Way, and it's by Celtus.
Step of the Way by Celtus. It must have been a band I've never heard of before, but you said they were playing at the London Palladium back in the late 90s, you think?
Yeah, I think it was late 90s. Sometimes, if you don't get the programme of the show, you can never be quite sure when it was, but I think that's when it was.
And they were, what, top of the bill, or...?
No, supporting Jimmy Neal.
Oh, yes, right.
But, we went out and bought both the CDs that they had at the time, and I like them both. Still play them
a lot. Yeah, very, very nice sound there, and quite poppy, isn't it? I can see why you thought they might be successful. But, yeah, they didn't make it.
No, faded.
But the next chap, I think, did make it.
Yeah. A little bit different.
Big time.
I never forgave him for calling himself Elvis. Because there was only one Elvis, and how can you do that? Very childish, but I never did. But over the years, his music has certainly won me over. So,
oh, yeah, you're right.
Elvis Costello, who else?
Costello from 1978, all that time ago. Pump It Up, and brilliant song. I remember seeing, I've seen Status Quo in concert playing that one. They did a great cover version. I think it's been covered by lots of bands, but I do like that song. It's great.
It's some years since I saw him in concert, I have to say, but my brother-in-law went over to see him in, well, he lives in Dublin, and saw him in Dublin a few weeks ago. Mm. And it's what's called a spinning wheel tour. He has a great big wheel of all his tunes, or a lot of his tunes on, and the audience spin the dial, and wherever the dial ends, the band just plays that song.
Isn't that crazy?
So it's fairly adventurous, but apparently it was just magnificent again. Mm. There's a guy who's still going strong.
Great.
He's done some very strange collaborations, mind you. Burt Bacharach was not a success.
No.
He did a full CD with him. It was... not great.
It's strange, yeah. But he gets into all sorts of things, you know, film, music, and television, and sorts of things, all sorts of things. But
from his original image of the bad boy, if you like, he's really quite established.
Oh, no, he's Mr. Establishment now, isn't he?
See, there's hope for all of us.
Yeah, there is hope for me yet.
And next, one of my all-time favourite acts. In concert can be a bit wearing because she's a good hometown girl and likes to give a bit of morality and a bit of Christianity and a bit of... but what a voice. For me, just brilliant. And this particular song, chosen because when I was 60, not too long ago, my wife got in touch with Brian Matthews on a Saturday morning, and blow me, I'm laid in bed in the south of France, and he got up and played Got Myself a Good Man by Gladys Knight, just for me.
Pips, got myself a good man, so have I, with quite, Doug.
Quite a good birthday present that was, I must say, and heck of a surprise. In fact, the last time, I've seen Gladys Knight a few times in concert, and the last time was really quite bizarre. She was in Dublin with Chaka Khan, Roger Daltrey and a couple of other names in The Messiah. And I think the best word to use would be bizarre.
Yeah.
So we'll move on from there. Still got a great voice, though, I have to say, but never back with the Pips. Two of the three Pips, I think, are now dead, so she'll never be back on the road with them, but great, great voice.
What a fantastic list of hits they had.
Oh, then. It's remarkable. It is quite remarkable.
Yeah. I heard it through the grapevine.
I thought it was the best version, funnily enough. I love that version.
Yeah. Right, well, we're up to the J's now, and J is for Jeff.
Yeah, well, we're coming back home. Some guy on CFM who follows us now and again on the radio. actually seen him play two or three times, once in Vaux, down by the river, Riviera, I think it was, in concert. And I just love his music. He's a heck of a blues musician. So here's for you, Jeff Seymour.
Give me back my keys. Get your hands out of my pockets. Give me back my keys. Shut your mouth and quit making them goo-goo eyes at me. Put out the waterworks, baby. You ain't going nowhere. Take off your makeup and get on back upstairs. Put away that evening gown and put away your hair. You know know I ain't mad with you. Don't be mad with me. I ain't mad with you. Don't be mad with me. I ain't mad with you. Just to give me back my keys. You went out last night, baby, and the night before. Now don't you make me nervous, I'm holding at you by four. I said, give me back my keys, give me back my keys. Give me back my keys, you better give me back my keys. Shut your mind and quit making them a goo-goo eyes at me.
Woken me up. Give me back my keys by Jeff Zimmer.
He is a remarkable guitarist.
What a great bit of guitar playing. Yeah. Oh,
it's stunning to watch.
And I love the double bass in the background there and the drums. Really
he,
nice
he plays a few different styles, but his blues is magnificent. But for a complete change, we're going to Lindisfarne, a Newcastle upon Tyne group. When I lived in Newcastle, every Christmas, they used to do a series of Christmas concerts, and they'd do 8-10 days at City Hall, sell out everyone. Mm-hmm. And it got to be a really just part of the scene every year. Mm-hmm. And it got so big that they started going on tour. But they are a Geordie group, there's no doubt. And when I last saw them in Malvern, it wasn't quite the same. The audience were just a teeny bit different from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
It was still a heck of a show.
Yeah.
Quite remarkable. You were up on your feet the whole time. It was one of these anthemic, you know, everybody sing along, everybody.
Yeah, and they got a sense of humour, I think, as well.
Very, very socialist, very caring, the very strong political views.
Yeah.
They expressed them in the songs, but they also knew how to party, did those boys.
Okay.
But again, you'll never see them again.
No.
Unfortunately. No. But this is the one from the Christmas show, chosen deliberately because it was the one that they tended to finish the show with everybody on the feet. Really quite a song.
So what year was this, roughly?
Oh, this is from when I went to Newcastle, early 70s, and they were doing this tour
into
the 90s.
Yeah. Clear white light?
Clear white light.
Do you believe? The clear white light is going to guide us on. Running along the ground, singing a song in the morning light. Trees, 'cause you never know what you might see.
your eye where the magic comes. Turning your head to the skies with the clouds in your eyes. 'Cause you never know.
Classic 1970s sound there, Linda's Farm with Clear White Light, from 1970. Gosh, that reminds me. Not one of the best known tracks. You could have chosen others like Fog on the Tyne or Lady Eleanor. Yeah. Meet Me on the Corner, Run for Home. Gosh, yeah. All those hits. Gosh, that brings back memories.
They were a big group, but they were still very much tied to the northeast of England, there's no doubt.
Right. Okay, well, let's press on.
Yeah, well, next is just a classic rock and roll show. I mean, the guy's so over the top, he's nearly back again. It's just amazing to see him. And I've had to go for one of his shortest tracks because most of his tracks are things like Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which is
classic.
Unbelievable. but I've gone for something as short as possible from him, which is Dead Ringer for Love, and it has to be Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Oh, that's better. have a rub down with Meatloaf. Dead Ringer from 1981. So that was definitely a band that defined the 80s, yeah.
Oh, and Over the Top didn't do it justice.
Over the Top, yeah. and it really had a cult following, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, even now he's extremely popular, but I don't know. Once was enough, I think, to see him live.
And did you ever see him in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No.
He had a cult following there as well, yeah.
Yeah, first time I went to see the Rocky Horror was in Worcester in the Rep, and Worcester's a very genteel place, and all this queue of people outside the theatre, no one knew what was
dressed
going on.
Dressed as Dracula.
Yeah. Anyway, we said earlier as well, you get some dud concerts, and next group, I've always loved the music, thought they made great singles.
Definitely defined the 90s for me, this band.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
But I went to see them in Belfast about 3 years ago, and hugely disappointed.
Oh no.
Just didn't get the sound right. Every song sounded identical.
Yeah.
And it was just blasted out, and it really
they do blast
left me
it.
Cold. Shame, but great music. So
what would you like to play?
If it's Oasis and Roll With It.
From 1995 with Roll With It, and that huge, massive wall of sound they have, which is just characteristic of their music.
But live, it's too much.
It's too much, is it?
Yeah, just overpowering. Next is one of these, when we lived in Ireland, a friend went to the States and came back with a CD of Reba McEntire with a song on that. He brought it back for me because of what I was doing at the time. And we went out and we thought the CD was so good. When she came to Ireland, because Ireland loves country and Western country things, we went to see her. And it's another one of these, I've done it once and I wouldn't do it again. But somebody who's absolutely enormous in the States and yet never heard of really here. And it's Reba McEntire with a song, Why Haven't I Heard From You? And then you can guess what I did for a living.
Briefcase on a plane or in your car. So tell me why haven't I heard from you?
Why haven't I heard from you?
Tell me why
haven't I
heard from you? collect. The serviceman, he told me that my phone was working fine, and I have covered the confusion. Trouble is up with my line. I'm sure the operator will be glad to put you through, so dial 0 for assistance if this all confuses you. So tell me why.
From 1994, giving us a little history lesson in the telephone business. And why haven't I heard from you?
Yeah, when we lived in Ireland, it was surprising that they're very much into country-type music, and you got a lot of American names who don't come to Britain necessarily, who went to Ireland. And you almost got the feeling they came out of the... They were so plastic, they came out of the Barbie doll factory.
I know.
Just off a production line.
Those lyrics are a little bit cringy. Yeah.
Indeed. But, you know, they're all there, so we've seen them all.
It was good sound, though, good sound.
And the next one's interesting in that we're playing probably 13 songs today, and I've taken them off my iPod. And Apple classifies songs in different genres. And I've got 8 here from alternative new age R&B rock. And the next one was classified as unclassifiable. So let's see what people think. It's a group we saw in Belfast when we were sponsoring the Belfast Festival. And they did a cabaret set. And it's simply 6 guys all playing simply the saxophone. So here we go with Shetland Sequence by Saxtet.
Short but sweet. A band called Saxtet with Shetland Sequence.
Yeah, it's the 6 types of saxophone. and that was just a taste of it. They played some quite remarkable music, and you could hear other instruments, and yet they were all just saxophone.
Very nice, I must admit, yes. And you saw those back in your time in Belfast?
Mid-90s, yeah.
Right, well, that's the S's. Now we're on to the T's.
Well, the next one, interestingly, I first saw in Manchester in 1965, and last saw in London in a little club after 9/11, so sometime 2003, 2004. And I've got Virtuali's music, just a remarkable man. But he, at the time in the 60s, was one of the leaders of the anti-Vietnam War movement into the protest songs. He's written any number. This is an interesting choice in some ways because it applies now, even though it's from really early 60s. But you could, the same messages come out of America. They don't seem to learn much as they go along. So this is Tom Paxton with Buy a Gun for Your Son.
Hallelujah, dads and mommies, cowboys, rebels, yanks and commies, buy yourselves some real red-blooded fun. If you want to make the grade, you've got to have a hand grenade and a fully automatic GI gun. So buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand, place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir. Pound that kid into submission till he's mastered nuclear fission, buy him plastic warheads by the score. Once he's got the taste of blood, he's gonna sneak up on his buddy, starting his own thermonuclear war. So buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand, place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir. Buy him khakis and fatigues and sign him up in little leagues and give him calisthenics as a rule. Once you've banished fear and dread, then pat his seven-year-old head and send him off to military school. Oh, buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand, place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir. Once he's grown to be a man, he might get tired of blasting granny, then you'll see a crisis coming on. Don't get worried, don't get nervous, send that kid into the service, let him rise into the Pentagon. At the Pentagon he'll rise, the president he will advise, his reputation growing all the while. With your picture on the wall, he'll get that long-awaited call and press the firing buttons with a smile. So buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand, place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir.
Tom Paxton there from 1965, I think, with his little critique of the US gun laws and Buy a Gun for Your Son, which quite an ironic sort of song, isn't it?
He was very anti-violence. And at the same time, he wrote some of the most beautiful love songs and some of the most wonderful children's songs. He's an incredible act to see, and his range is quite remarkable. He's still going strong. He played Dublin a few weeks ago in the National Concert Hall.
Yeah, he does hundreds of concerts a year. I know.
He's great.
But, well, we've nearly run out of time.
Okay.
So many thanks for coming on, Doug. It's been great selection of music, as usual, as always. Let's play out with your last track, which I know is a real rocker. So over to you.
Well, we go to Carcassonne Festival every year in July, and this group were there 3-4 years ago, and they're exactly what it says on the tin. It's ZZ Top and Legs, and they just go for it.
À la prochaine.